we did have, well, I think the first maybe 5 years that we had layers. We bought young chickens in the spring of the year, you know, mm-hmm. and raised them up for layers. Then each fall, I dressed out the old hens. When the young chickens started laying, then I'd dress out the old hens for stewing chickens for the school. I think I got 65 cents per bird, and I dressed them completely, except for cutting them up, dressed them and bagged them. And I don't remember if I froze. I don't believe I froze those. Then after I quit doing that, then I quit having layers and started having just broilers, raising broilers. And then I dressed those for people. And I dressed them the way they ordered them. If they ordered 15 cut, wrapped, and frozen, that's the way I did it. And some people would want them left whole and delivered, not frozen, just delivered that same day. And I did that for, too many years to even count. And then after the kids were out of school, I decided to go back to work. So I worked at the nursing home in Pocahontas. And I dressed chickens for a couple of years after I went back to work. But that got to be a big hassle, working 3 or 4 days a week over there and then trying to dress chickens in between and keep up with my other activities. So I decided that I wasn't going to dress chickens anymore. And Verl just agreed and lied along, went right along with me. And so that spring he said, "How many chickens should we order?" And I said, "Don't order any, because I'm not dressing chickens this year." Not too long after that, at work one day, Marion Kuchenreiter said to me, "You tell Verl to order some extra chickens because Al wants some." I said, "What are you talking about? We're not having chickens." "Oh, yes," she says, "you are too." She says, "Verl told Al he's already ordered his chickens." Well, needless to say, there was a little blue smoke around here that night when I got home from work. But I refused to dress the chickens, so Verl had to find somebody to dress chickens that fall. I picked the chickens out of the shed, hung them on the line, cut their heads off, did the whole thing until he took over, and then we then we got the people from West Bend to come and do the dressing part, and then all we did was go over and clean